Nearly 3 dozen people lined up to speak on the bill. Some yelled, others fought back tears.
My name is Laura Munoz, and I'm here to speak in opposition of this bill.
Our first priority must be to keep young people safe, and this legislation would
as
do the
general
opposite.
Rule, parents' consent is required for any medical or surgical intervention, including...
I had an abortion when I was 15 and was lucky enough to get the parental...
You just address the parental consent.
Okay, abortion is destroying this country. I mean, what do you guys interrupt other people when they're not on your...
In the end, Vero Beach Republican Representative Aaron Grawl's bill passed on a 10-6 party line vote.
In order to perform an abortion on a minor, a physician must receive parental consent or an order from a court waiving the parental consent requirement.
Her bill expands the parental notification requirement. That's where a parent must sign a form acknowledging he or she is aware of the procedure. Minors can get a judge to waive that requirement in certain but limited circumstances. Under this measure, anyone under 18 years old would need parental approval. And Democrats like Tampa Representative Fentrese Driscoll worry this bill won't hold up to a precedent set by the state and federal Supreme Courts.
This policy has been ruled unconstitutional by the Florida Supreme Court. Under our constitutional system, the appropriate way to overturn prior precedent is by a constitutional amendment. And in fact, in 2012, the Florida voters rejected such a constitutional amendment that would restrict abortion rights and reject the court's holding regarding that right of privacy.
Lawmakers first tried to require parental consent in 1989, but the state's high court struck down the law. That's largely because the measure lacked a judicial override provision. The court also ruled that the legislature failed to show a lack of compelling state interest. That's a precedent set for all abortion restrictions in Florida. Legislators tried and failed again in 1999. Yet Grawl is confident this version of the bill will hold up to the court's standards.
The state does further a compelling interest here in protecting the immature minor, the integrity of the family, and the fundamental right for parents to raise their children. I believe the case law surrounding those concepts has only become stronger in the last number of years as we realize that the government continues to try and interfere with that relationship.
You know, there's been a lot made about Supreme Court precedent. There's been a lot made about well-written opinions that are thought out. Members, at one point in this country, there was Supreme Court precedent that validated the right for one person to own another.
That's Tampa Republican Representative James Grant.
There was well-established Supreme Court precedent in this school that said people of one race could not go to school with people of another race. And so we're left with the difficult challenge or the question that says, to what end do we put the full faith and credit in a judicial opinion?
Grant says abortions aren't the only way out of pregnancy and suggests strengthening the adoption system and social services. Others, like Democratic Representative Ramon Alexander and Republican Representative Bob Rommel, turn to religion.
So I'm a Christian, and I believe in doing things in a Christ-like manner. In the Christ that I serve, the Jesus that I serve, They hung him to a cross, they stuck nails in his side, they put thorns on his head, and he still looked over to him and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
God is the person that allows people to be pregnant. We have to trust that he knows best. He knows best. And he wouldn't have people being pregnant if he didn't want it to happen.
Grawl is no stranger to pushing abortion restrictions. Last year, she sponsored a bill that would have outlawed a common third trimester procedure. It died in the Senate. As the secretary read the final vote, some in the audience let out cheers.
By your vote, show HB 1335 reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next up.
Outside, others opined about religion and how unfair it was. The bill has one more stop in the House before heading to the floor. Its Senate version hasn't had any movement yet, and it's just one of 6 abortion bills under consideration this session. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.